Jay, you talked about, we were all concerned about your Achilles, but you talked about having to retrain your eyes. How are your eyes? Do you feel like your head and your eyes have caught up to where your body is?
You know what? I think my eyes have caught up to where my physical body is. Physical body was there first, of course, because I had a long while to get it ready for the off season and for training camp. But training my eyes, doing training camp, preseason really helped me. It felt like I played better each game in the preseason as far as recognizing plays, anticipating what's going on. And, you know, we'll see in the first game how well those eyes train, but those eyes are trained. But I can't wait. I've been waiting since I got hurt for this moment, so it's going to be special.
Are you nervous or feel any anxiety, or that you made it all the way back?
You know what? I'm more anxious than anything. Not nervous, not scared, because I know my body can hold up. That's one thing I can put out of my mind, which is very important for a guy that's been out for the whole season from an injury. And, man, we have a pretty good team. So as long as we get our chemistry together, we can do some special things. So I'm excited.
I'm sure the preseasons, when you first came into the league, were really important. But this last one, is this one of the most important preseasons of your career?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I can't remember. Maybe my first 2 years, preseason was really good for me. But throughout the years, it's been okay. But this last year, this year, 2015 preseason has been tremendous for me. Like I said, training my eyes, training where to go, trying to get back to where I was, and I think I'm there. So this game in Houston is gonna give me a big test, and I can't wait.
Does the season opener feel different to you?
Well, I probably have 100 people there. That's probably, but it's one of those things where for a Texas guy, it'd be a home game for me. But it won't be any distractions for me. We come down there for, it's a business trip, and that's one thing that's on our mind is winning the game. Well, yeah, hopefully I can get a chance to talk to Romeo right before the game. He spent some years here, and I've had a lot of success in his defense. So it'd be good to shake hands with him and talk to him for a little bit.
What would you say to him?
Well, tell him good job. I mean, he's doing good with, defense that he has now. So, let the best defense win, I should say.
With each passing year and all of the experience in your career,
oh man, big difference. Say that question one more time.
With all the experiences that you've had in your career, coaching changes, different teammates, injuries, and you now look at where you are, mm-hmm. where you started, process it.
You know what? I'm in a better situation. I'm always thinking optimistic, but just looking at the roster and looking at the situation, I'm in a better situation than I am now than I was a while back. But at the same time, each year is different. And this year, this is one of the best head coaches I've had here in a while. And it's one of those things where we have to take advantage of it. Andy Reid is a guy that's very proven in this league, and we stand behind him. So hopefully we can go all the way this year.
Okay, guys. Last one.
This week you got the big fella back in front of you. Were you the one smiling bigger than only Don Tyree was smiling?
You know what? I was smiling big, and he told me he was down to like 330, 335. I said, man, you got to get back up to 345, man. Take some blockers on for me. But it's one of those things where he's one of the best nose tackles in this game, and to have him back means a lot for an inside backer, and it just means I'm gonna be a little bit more free. So that's always good.